Zadovoljstvo mi je u programu Radio Bobovca pozdraviti vlasnika i direktora kompanije Adriatic Metals i direktora Eastern Mininga, gospodina Paula Kroninga, kojem želim dobar dan i hvala što ste izdvojili vrijeme za naš radio, a zamolit ću vas za početak da nam se kratko predstavite, a u ovom našem današnjem razgovoru u prevođenju pomoći će nam i naša sugrađanka Lara Bržanović.
First of all, I would like to introduce the owner and the director of Adriatic Metals Company, also director of Eastern Mining Company, Mr. Paul Kronin, whom I would like to thank for being here today. In the translation of this interview, our fellow citizen, Lara Bržanović, will help us.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hvala vam što ste me pozvali. Zadovoljstvo je biti ovdje.
Evo, za početak kratko da nam se predstavite.
For the beginning, would you please introduce yourself briefly?
Sure. My name is Paul Cronin. I'm a director of Adriatic Metals and one of the founders of the company. I've been coming here to Varish for the last 3.5 years, working on the Varish Silver project that we're trying to develop here. I am Australian, but I live in the UK. Because my wife tells me I have to, but I enjoy being in Bosnia. I enjoy it very much.
Naravno, zovem se Paul Kronin, ja sam direktor Adriatic Metalsa, jedan od osnivača te kompanije, također i kompanije Eastern Mining. Ja sam Australac, ali živim u Engleskoj, u Ujedinjenom Kraljevstvu, zato što mi je supruga rekla da tako treba da bude. U Vareš dolazim već otprilike 3.5 godine u sklopu takozvanog projekta Vareš.
Kako vam izgleda vaše gledište, obzirom da ste Australac i da ste obišli dosta svijeta, kakav je Vareš po vama?
What's your opinion of Vareš, since you are Australian and you have probably traveled widely across the world? Would you tell us something about your opinion of Vareš?
You know, I've lived, over my career, I've lived in many places in America, South America, Africa, all over Europe. I lived in Switzerland, I lived in Romania, Hungary, and I've seen many places like Vareš, beautiful, picturesque, nestled in beautiful mountains with lovely rivers, that are looking for a new lease of life to reinvigorate, you know, their town and their community.
Tokom svoje karijere zaista sam boravio u mnogim zemljama, u Americi, u Južnoj Americi, zatim u Africi, u Europi, što se tiče Europe, Švicarskoj, Mađarskoj, Rumuniji. Znači, vidio sam mnogo zemalja koje su poput ove, koje imaju zaista prelijepu prirodu, rijeke, planine i koje pokušavaju da ožive život u svojim zajednicama, kao što je to i ovdje slučaj.
No, da se vratimo projektu Eastern Mininga. Kako je stanje sa dozvolama, dokle se stiglo, tko je zadužen za izdavanje svih dozvola, svih tih dozvola i kada se može očekivati onaj konačni dio?
Okay, let's go back to Eastern Mining project in Vareš. How far is the project right now? What about permits? Who is responsible for issuing all these permits? And so on.
I'll answer this in small chunks so you can translate it. Since 2017, when we came here and started exploring the Rupert's deposit as well as the Viabacha deposit, we've learned more about these deposits, more about them geologically, but most importantly, we've learned about them metallurgically.
Od 2017. godine, otkako se bavimo ležištima i Rupice i Veovača, saznali smo mnogo više toga o oba ova ležišta, i geološki, ali i metalurški.
Rupica is a very complex mineral deposit. It has several minerals in it, and to make the project work economically, we have to try and separate those minerals and those metals.
Rupice su veoma kompleksno ležište zato što sadrže nekoliko različitih minerala da bi njihova eksploatacija bila ekonomski isplativa, mi moramo razdvojiti odnosno izdvojiti sve te minerale.
So in addition to the 10 million euros that we've spent on exploration here, we've also spent more than a million euros on doing metallurgical test work to try and understand how all of those metals and minerals sit together.
Znači, osim onih 10 miliona eura koji su uloženi u istraživanja, ovdje mi smo također uložili oko milion eura u analize koje će nam pokazati kakva je situacija u ovom području.
That work takes time, but in doing that, we've been able to also start the permitting process for the project. Our intention is to build an underground mine at Rupica and continue with an open pit mine at Viabacha.
To je dugotrajan posao, međutim dok taj posao traje, mi istovremeno radimo i na dobivanju dozvola. Ono što je naš plan jeste da se radi podzemni kop na Rupicama, a istovremeno da se nastavi i sa radom na površinskom kopu Velača.
But in doing that, we also take very importantly our responsibility for environmental stewardship.
Dok sve to radimo, mi također preuzimamo i odgovornost za okolišna pitanja.
So here we have a number of people that are out looking at biodiversity, archaeology, air quality, dust measurements. We're looking at traffic flows in and around the municipality, trying to understand the true impact that the project will have on this local community.
Mi ovdje imamo dosta ljudi koji se bave različitosti, bioразличitostima, zatim količinom prašine, protokom saobraćaja, kvalitetom zraka i tako dalje, jer želimo da imamo potpuni uvid u to kakav će utjecaj ovaj projekat imati na zajednicu.
So we want to make sure that the way we build the project and therefore the way we ask the government to permit the project brings the maximum benefit to the local community, but the least environmental cost and social cost. So, for example, the big crusher that will crush all the rocks, we're going to put it underground so that it makes no noise and no dust.
Znači, dok tražimo dozvole od vlade i tražimo način kako da ono što mi budemo radili da od toga lokalna zajednica ima najveću korist, ali istovremeno i da to bude urađeno uz najmanje uticaja na okoliš, tako na primjer recimo velika drobilica koja bi trebala da se koristi za drobljenje rude bi se nalazila podzemno, tako da se ne bi se čula buka, ne bi bilo prašine.
We'll build dedicated roads so our trucks are not using the same roads as the people who use them now to go about their daily lives.
Mi gradimo namjenske puteve, što znači da naši kamioni ne bi koristili iste one puteve koje stanovništvo koristi za svoje svakodnevne potrebe.
But those studies, to do that well, takes time. And it is a cooperative process between the company, the community and the government.
Ali da bi se takve studije napravile, to je dugotrajan proces, tako da je to zapravo jedan proces koji se dešava između kompanije, između zajednice i između države.
So you asked earlier where we're at with our permitting. We are advancing our permitting well. We've recently received our environmental permits for the Viabacha mine and plant area.
Pitali ste dokle smo došli u postupku dobivanja dozvola. Dobro napredujemo u tom postupku. Nedavno smo dobili okolišnu dozvolu za područje Veovače, za rudnik i pogon Veovača.
And on the 31st of August we'll be having a public meeting to discuss the Rupica environmental permit.
A 31. augusta imamo javnu raspravu na kojoj ćemo razgovarati o okolišnoj dozvoli za područje Rupica.
And these things will give us an opportunity to talk to the local community in Varosh and Kalkan and explain why we're doing things the way we are, that may be a little different to how things may have been done in the past mining operations in and around Barish, and why we think that that's better from an environmental perspective, from a sustainability perspective, and from an economic perspective for the municipality, for the people of Barish.
To će nam omogućiti da objasnimo stanovnicima općine Kakanj, općine Varaš i također općine Kakanj, zašto radimo na takav način koji se možda i razlikuje od onoga kako se rudarenje vršilo nekada, ali zašto mi smatramo da je taj način bolji po pitanju okoliša, po pitanju održivosti i po pitanju ekonomičnosti.
Jeste li za sve ovo do sada dobili sve potrebne dozvole?
Were you granted all necessary permits for everything that you have done until now?
We've been granted most of the permits. We're still waiting on a urban planning permit from the federal ministry. And then we will apply for our exploitation license from the federal ministry. We hope to have those sometime early in the autumn.
Već smo dobili većinu dozvola. Ono na što trenutno čekamo jeste urbanistička dozvola od federalnog ministarstva, a nakon toga ćemo podnijeti zahtjev za dozvolu za eksploataciju također od federalnog ministarstva. Nadamo se da bi to moglo biti negdje početkom jeseni.
And then later in the year we'll be making the application for our urban planning permit for Ripitsa and our exploitation permit for Ripitsa, with the intention that we complete the rest of the permitting and we start construction of the plant, some of it later this year, or we'll clear this site to clean up that mess later this year, but commence the full construction of the plant and mine next summer.
Kasnije, tokom ove godine, ćemo također podnijeti zahtjeve za dozvole za područje Rupica, znači i urbanističku dozvolu i dozvolu za eksploataciju, a nadamo se da ćemo kasnije tokom ove godine već moći početi raditi na izvođenju radova. Znači prvo treba očistiti područje, odnosno ovaj nered koji je tu ostao, a da bismo onda mogli početi raditi na izgradnji pogona na toj lokaciji.
But we need to do all that work because before the banks help us put together the 200 million euros we have to spend on building this plant and these mines, we have to tick all of those boxes along the way. And most importantly, we work with the local community so they understand all of the things that we need to do and they are comfortable with what we're doing and how we're doing.
Ono što je ono što moramo uraditi da bi nam banke odobrile ta sredstva od 200 miliona koje su nam potrebne za ulaganje. Ovdje mi moramo znači ispuniti sve te zahtjeve, a nama je najvažnije razumijevanje lokalne zajednice, da lokalnoj zajednici bude jasno šta je to što mi radimo, koji su to koraci koje mi poduzimamo.
And that's why we have you know, that team of people who work in the local community. Vildana, Aida, and we have a new gentleman starting to work with us on Monday called Safe. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Safe. And while I'm also at it, can I say to Aida, hope you get well soon. We're thinking of you. But those people are there as the permanent interface between the company and the community to make sure the community knows what we're doing and why. And if they have a concern, they can come to us and they can raise it. They can go to the info centre. They can pick up the phone to me. We'll answer any question that anybody has.
Zato imamo tim ljudi koji je tu da gradi odnose sa lokalnom zajednicom, tu je Vildana, tu je Aida, od ponedjeljka će se priključiti novi član tog tima, Safet, kojim je danas rođendan, koristim priliku da mu čestitam rođendan, a isto tako koristim priliku da Aidi zaželim brzo poravak. Mi smo tu zato da odgovorimo na sva pitanja lokalne zajednice, eventualnu zabrinutost ili njihova pitanja. Mogu se obratiti u informativni centar, mogu nazvati direktno mene, odgovorit ćemo na sva njihova pitanja.
Istog razloga sam i ja danas tu, pa evo, pitanje za vas, nedavno ste dobili dozvolu za proširenje koncesije na području Rupica. Kako je stanje po tom pitanju, jeste li se sami prijavili za taj projekat i u kojoj je fazi?
That's the reason why I'm here today. So I'll start with a question concerning the extension of concession for Rupice area. What about that? Have you applied for that? What is going on with that?
Sure. The public invitation was announced on the 23rd of June. On the 23rd of July, the public comment period ended, and the cantonal government have advised us that we were the only applicant for that new concession. We are now working with the canton to draft up the annexure for the concession agreement, and we hope to have that concluded in the next few weeks, where we will pay the concession fees. And I understand, I may be wrong, but I understand that 70% of that fees comes directly back to Varosh.
Ovako, znači, javni poziv je bio objavljen 23.6., zatvoren 23.7. Kantonalno ministarstvo nas je obavijestilo da smo mi bili jedini koji su podnijeli zahtjev, tako da trenutno radimo zajedno sa kantonalnim vlastima na aneksima koncesijskog ugovora. Nakon toga treba da uplatimo koncesijske pristojbe. Možda nisam u pravu, ali kako sam ja shvatio, 70% tih pristojbi se vraća u općinu Varoš.
So we hope to have that concluded soon. But if I can, I'd like to also talk about, you know, the company, since it's been here, since 2017, has made various payments to the canton government, municipal government, the federal government in forms of employment taxes and whatnot. We've also used municipal companies like JKP Varosh and given them a lot of work. And we want to see that money that we're putting into the government come back into the local community. And I must say, despite the things that we've done, that's not, for me as a person who comes here once a month, it's not very obvious that all of that funding, those millions of baht, have come back into the community. And one of the things, Mark, we'll get you to translate there, actually.
Nadamo se da će sve to biti obavljeno u narednih nekoliko sedmica, ali bih sada želio iskoristiti priliku da kažem i za sve ovo vrijeme dok je kompanija prisutna na ovom području, znači mi smo na svim nivoima vlasti, općinskih, kantonalnih, federalnih i tako dalje, uložili jako puno sredstava u vidu plaćanja taksi za uposlenike, svih ostalih taksi, i ono što je naša želja jeste da vidimo da se bar nešto od toga što kompanija ulaže na neki način vraća u općinu Varoš. Mi također upošljavamo lokalne kompanije kao što na primjer javno komunalno poduzeće kojima smo dali dosta posla. Kažem, želimo da se što više toga vrati lokalnoj zajednici, međutim koliko ja mogu da vidim iz ovih mjesečnih posjeta ovdje, da se to baš ne dešava, da sama lokalna zajednica nema toliko tog povrata koliko bismo mi željeli da ga ima.
Which is why Adriatic has decided to incorporate a charitable foundation here in Bosnia that will have trustees all from the local community in Varosh and Kalkan. And we will put some shares, I personally will put some shares, mine and my wife's, in this foundation. And Adriatic will provide funding to the foundation that those local people can decide which things that they want to spend it on. The foundation will be specifically chartered to support environmental causes, education and health. That's all. But it is there, it will be there to make sure that the benefits of this project are seen and delivered to the people of Barash and Kalkan.
To je razlog zašto je kompanija Adriatic Metals odlučila da osnuje jednu dobrotvornu fondaciju koja će imati svoje povjerenike iz lokalne zajednice, znači općine Varaš, općine Kakanj. Ja lično i moja supruga smo odlučili uložiti neke dionice. Kompanija će također uložiti sredstva u tu fondaciju koja će, ta sredstva će biti namijenjena za projekte iz oblasti zaštite okoliša, obrazovanja i zdravstva. I na taj način želimo da vidimo da će lokalna zajednica imati koristi, znači u tim područjima od ove kompanije, odnosno ove dobrotvorne fondacije.
I'm very proud of the things that we've done to support the local community, whether it's the football club in Barash, helping with some of the roads, helping out in the COVID crisis, helping young people in Barash go to sporting events and the like. You know, that they're great, and we will continue to do those sorts of things. But I think this foundation that we're establishing will be a permanent foundation in Barash. It will have a permanent presence. It should be able to be self-fulfilling and sustainable and be able to run by local people, for local people, but funded by what is essentially a mineral deposit that was placed here in Barash.
Ja sam jako ponosan na sve ono što je ova kompanija učinila za lokalnu zajednicu, bilo da se radi o sponzorstvu nogometnog kluba Vareš, o pomoći lokalnoj zajednici u prevladavanju krize vezane sa COVID-19, pomoći mladim sportašima u Varešu, izgradnji, odnosno rekonstrukciji lokalnih puteva. Međutim, cilj ove fondacije jeste da to bude jedna stalna podrška lokalnoj zajednici, znači to bi bila fondacija koju će voditi lokalni ljudi, koja će raditi za lokalno stanovništvo, a finansirat će je zapravo ležišta minerala na općini Varaš.
Spomenuli ste da od onoga što kompanija investira da se 70% vraća općini Varaš. Kakva je situacija sa firmama iz Bosne i Hercegovine koje su zaposlene na bušenju na samom terenu? Jesu li samo firme iz Bosne i Hercegovine? Jer prema informacijama koje imam, da pokušavaju se dovesti firme iz drugih država, primjerice iz Bugarske, da rade umjesto firmi iz Bosne i Hercegovine, pa na taj način se i određena sredstva koja su namijenjena za i za sam Varaš preusmjeravaju na drugu stranu.
You already mentioned that about 70% of everything that the company is paying is supposed to be coming back to Varaš municipality. What about companies that are engaged on this project? For example, subcontractors, companies doing drilling on the sites. I have an information that some of these companies are not companies from Bosnia and Herzegovina, that are, for example, that there are some companies from Bulgaria. So I would like to know what about that, because that way part of the investment actually leaves Bosnia and Herzegovina, goes to other countries.
We don't have any companies from Bulgaria, but we do have one from Macedonia, now North Macedonia. We have two drilling companies working for us here. One is a local company from Sarajevo. We've been working with that company for 3 years, helping them to grow their business, and we've done that. Drilling is much more difficult than people think, and you've got to have a lot of experience. So what we've tried to do is get a local company and team them up with international companies so we can get that transfer of knowledge to our local drillers. And that's worked well over the last few years as we've increased the number of drill rigs we've used from our local drillers. But you raise a good point about, you know, it would be very easy for me to pick up the phone to CITIC Heavy Industries in Beijing and say, I need this. And they put it on a ship, arrives at Ploche, and we drive it up here. Our approach here is going to be very, very different.
Trenutno nemamo ni jednu kompaniju iz Bugarske, ali imamo kompaniju iz Makedonije, odnosno Sjeverne Makedonije. Znači, proces bušenja je mnogo složeniji posao nego što to sačini. Zapravo na bušenju rade dvije kompanije. Jedna je lokalna kompanija iz Sarajeva kojoj mi pomažemo da razvije svoj biznis i u tome smo uspjeli, a druga je ova kompanija kojom zapravo pokušavamo da to iskustvo koje je potrebno na poslovima bušenja da spojimo, znači jednu lokalnu kompaniju i ovu međunarodnu, da bi oni svoje iskustvo prenijeli na ovo lokalno osoblje koje će naravno to iskustvo kasnije moći koristiti dalje. Ali mi je drago, postavili ste jako dobro pitanje što se tiče ovih kompanija. Meni bi bilo jako jednostavno nazvati sad kompaniju u Pekingu koja bi utovarila na brodove svoju opremu koji bi došli ovdje i to mi začas instaliramo.
So our procurement policy that we are establishing, and it's being worked on right now by Leila Karcic, who, if you don't know her, you will meet her. She's quite a force to be reckoned with. Is designed to say, well, if we need concrete, we can go out and ask for quotes for supply of concrete, but we will always try, where possible, to choose the producer of that concrete that has an operation in Varish, Kalkan or Bresla. Right? Those three municipalities, firstly. Then in Zenica Canton, then in Bosnia. But what we will not do is go to Serbia for concrete. We will not go to Bulgaria, Macedonia for concrete. We will buy it here. And the idea of that policy is that we encourage businesses who want to supply to us. So, for example, fabricators for the tanks that we need. We're saying we can go, to anywhere in Bosnia. There are great fabricators. But if that fabricator sets up their factory here and makes the product here in Varish or in Kalkan or in Brezza, then we will buy it from you as a preference. Because we want this big investment in this mining project to not just be about the mine. The mine will go for 15 years, but if in building that mine and operating that mine, we can encourage new businesses to come to this region, then the benefits of this mine will stay in perpetuity.
Mi imamo drugačiji pristup. Znači, naš tim za nabavke koji ovdje vodi gospođa Leila Kačića, koju još uvijek niste upoznali, imat ćete priliku. Naš način rada je da kad tražimo dobavljača, evo recimo za beton, znači prijave se firme iz raznih dijelova, ali uvijek će prednost imati oni dobavljači koji su, ako postoji u Varešu, ne znam, Brezi, Kaknju, ako ne, onda bar u Zeničko-Dobojskom kantonu, ako ne ni u Zeničko-Dobojskom kantonu, onda u federaciji. Uvijek ćemo takvim dobavljačima dati prednost, a ne, na primjer, dobavljačima iz, na primjer, Srbije. Isto tako, firme sa kojima radimo, mogu se prijaviti firme iz bilo kojeg dijela, ali ono što je nama cilj je da to bude neka firma koja će imati pogon u Varešu, opet, ne znam, Brezi, Kaknju, na ovom području, jer ono što mi želimo jeste da ovo ne ostane samo ta rudarska operacija, nego da to bude i poziv drugim investitorima, da i oni svoje pogone i svoj posao dovode u ovo područje. I uvijek će takve kompanije, takve dobavljači kod nas imati prednost. Jer nam je to cilj, znači da osim naše kompanije, da i druge kompanije u ovom području počinju, osnivaju svoje biznise.
And it's the same with our human resource development strategy. We are going to try and find young, skilled people in Bosnia. And this is a country that has a lot of skilled people. And we're going to train them to be miners, to be electricians, to be plant operators, to be jumbo drivers, to be drill blasters. And we are investing now, preparing to invest a lot of money in training facilities. Some of the things that we're looking at doing and have not decided yet is bringing in virtual reality training. So we will, you will do with goggles and learn those skills underground. We're working through a whole program of how we develop those people so that those skills can be replicated anywhere in the world. Farish has a proud history of mining, but the mining industry is much smaller now than it was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and we need to now reinvest in those skills, so we will do that. But again, our preference in terms of recruitment is you come from Barish, you come from Kalkan, you come from Brezza first, then Zenica, Canton, and then Bosnia. And what we will not have here is a lot of expatriate workers. At the moment, we have 2 expatriates out of 50 staff. That's ratio is okay for now, but once we get into production, you know, when we have 500 people working here, I'd expect there would still be only 2 expatriates.
Na isti način vodimo i svoju politiku razvoja ljudskih resursa, odnosno zapošljavanja. U ovom području Bosne i Hercegovine ima jako puno mladih ljudi koji su školovani, koji su jako vješti, a ono što, na čemu mi želimo da radimo jeste razvijanje njihovih vještina. Znači, mi ćemo ih obučavati da budu rudari, da budu mineri, da budu bušači, koristit ćemo i metode virtualne stvarnosti, znači, nadamo se da će te vještine koje oni steknu ovdje moći dalje da se prenose i da se koriste i u cijelom svijetu, ali opet ponavljam, znači, da je kod zapošljavanja, to opet važi, znači, isto to pravilo, da ljudi koji su sa područja Vareša, Breze i Kaknja uvijek imaju prednost. Ako nema takvih na tom području, onda ljudi sa područja Zeničko-Dobojskog kantona, ako nema sa područja Zeničko-Dobojskog kantona, onda iz cijele Bosne i Hercegovine, ali želim da naglasim da nema tog zapošljavanja stranih državljana, znači mi trenutno od 50 zaposlenih imamo samo 2 osobe koje su strani državljani i ja se nadam da i kad budemo imali 500 zaposlenih, da će još uvijek taj odnos biti takav, da ćemo još uvijek imati samo 2 strani državljana od 500 zaposlenih.
Je li to znači da ja imam pogrešne informacije kada je zapošljavanje stranih državljana u pitanju?
And does that mean that the information that I have about the employment of foreign citizens is wrong?
There are only 2 foreign citizens here.
Samo su 2 strana državljana ovdje.
Okay.
One is Australian, one is Serbian.
Jedan je Australac, jedan je Srbija.
Kako je stanje na terenu? Koliko trenutno imate strojeva na bušenju, odnosno na uzimanju uzoraka?
What is the situation like in the field? How many machines do you have currently doing drilling or sampling?
Drilling, I think we only have 2 drill rigs operating at the moment.
Što se tiče bušenja, mislim da trenutno rade samo 2 drilling.
But we are going to be doing some more geotechnical drilling, so we're looking at the ground conditions underground, and we're going to be doing more drilling to test groundwater movements underground as well.
Ali ćemo raditi više geofizičkih bušenja, više geofizičkih ispitivanja.
What we will be doing once we receive the extended concession is we'll be flying with helicopters to do magnetic surveys over the whole area to identify areas that may be worth drilling. But our drilling will start to wind down as we approach the end of the year, and then we'll pick our drilling up again next spring.
Kada bude finaliziran ovaj proces dobivanja proširene koncesije, onda ćemo početi ovo područje nadlijetati helikopterima, raditi magnetska snimanja. Što se tiče samog procesa bušenja, oni će se privesti kraju, prema, što se ide prema kraju ove godine, a onda se opet nastaviti u projekciju. prvi će sljedeći godin.
Je li to znači da i samo zapošljavanje, evo, ukoliko se neke od garnitura povuku sa bušenja, samim tim ljudi ostaju bez posla, a da će ponovno taj isti posao dobiti na proljeće?
Does that mean that if you stop drilling operations for a while, people working there would be temporarily unemployed until you start drilling again in spring next year?
That's up to the drilling companies to decide where they want to redeploy their rigs and their staff. What we've typically seen in previous years is after a big drilling campaign where we've been drilling all year, the drillers need a break. They're tired.
To zapravo zavisi od ovih pušačkih kompanija, kako će oni rasporediti svoje radnike. Međutim, ono što smo do sada viđali, da nakon tih dugotrajnih operacija koje traju i po cijelu godinu, da zapravo i pušačima treba pauza.
So the winter time is a perfect time for everybody to just take a breath, look at all the data, repair all the equipment, do the maintenance on the rigs and all the equipment and get everything ready for the next drilling season.
Tako da je za njih zima savršen period da zapravo pregledaju svoje podatke, pregledaju opremu, eventualno izvrše ako treba neke popravke ili održavanje ovih garnitura i da pripreme sve za sljedeću operaciju.
Jeste li zadovoljni sa do sada urađenim poslovima koje su te ekipe odrađivale?
Are you satisfied with the job that those companies have done so far?
Yes. There has been, COVID has posed some issues with people and being able to get the best people here, but for the drilling. The Macedonian drilling company, for example, couldn't send its people in. But they've worked through very difficult conditions, not just because of COVID, but also the ground here is very, the lithological sequence is difficult for drilling. There's lots of faults and fractures that have made drilling challenging, very challenging. And we know this because we have, well over a dozen holes where we've started drilling and we've had to stop and start it again.
Da, bio je težak period, prvenstveno i zbog pandemije COVID-a, što je otežalo rad, otežalo dovođenje osoblja. Recimo ta kompanija koja je iz Sjeverne Makedonije, njihovi ljudi nisu mogli doći zbog pandemije. A osim toga, nije pandemija jedini razlog, znači sama struktura, litološki slijed ovdje je takav da je u nekim slučajevima jako teško vršiti bušenje. Znalo se desiti da započnemo raditi na nekoj bušotini, da moramo prekinuti, jednostavno zbog toga što je teren takav, ali da, oni se jako dobro nose sa situacijom.
Da se samo još kratko vratim na ovo zapošljavanje, spomenuli ste da imate stranih državljana uposlenih u kompaniji, a obzirom da je i nova članica uprave, Sanela Karić, također u Adriatic Metalsu, je li među zaposlenima i Dominik Roberts, prema mojim informacijama koje ja imam?
Okay, let's go back to the foreign citizens employed by the company. Since I've heard about Mrs. Sanela Karić becoming a member of the board recently, can you just clarify what about Mr. Dominik Roberts? Is he also employed by this company?
Dominik is employed by Adriatic Metals in the UK. So he's not an employee of Eastern Mining.
Dominik je uposlenik Adriatic Metalsa u Ujedinjenom Kraljevstvu, nije uposlenik Eastern Mininga.
And he will be here periodically to help out, as I am, as Graham Hill does, and other staff in the UK when we come here to help.
I on će dolaziti samo povremeno ovdje da pomogne, kao što ja dolazim, kao što gospodin Graham Hill dolazi i ostalo osoblje iz Ujedinjenog Kraljevstva.
Sanela Karić, she's Bosnian. She lives in Sarajevo, was a notary and a lawyer, now is a very senior executive for the Prevent Group. Sanela has come on to the advisory board of Adriatic Metals.
Sanela Karić je državljanka Bosne i Hercegovine, ona živi u Sarajevu, pravnica je, ona je na položaju u kompaniji Prevent, a ovdje će biti u imati savjetodavni položaj u nadzornom odboru.
And Sanela's been making a very positive contribution. She's a very intelligent and charismatic woman who I think will add a lot of value to the project here.
Sanela će donijeti mnogo pozitivnog doprinosa ovdje. Ona je jedna jako inteligentna i karizmatična žena koja će napraviti pozitivan doprinos ovom ovdje projektu.
U svim ovim dosadašnjim razgovorima dosta se spominje Adriatic Metals, kompanija koja je započela sve poslove ovdje je Eastern Mining. Pa evo, i na pojedinim lokacijama već se vidi da se mijenja i sam logo, da više nije Eastern Mining, nego se sve prebacuje na Adriatic Metals. Ima li tu kakvih promjena?
Very often Adriatic Metals company is mentioned now. The company that started works here was Eastern Mining. Now we can even see that in some places the logos are being changed, that it doesn't say Eastern Mining but Adriatic Metals now. So are there any change in that term?
Eastern Mining is still the local company name. Adriatic Metals as a brand, originally you may have seen our logo was sort of an abstract of the Bosnian map. We've recently acquired another company in Serbia, and so we had to kind of evolve the branding of the company a little bit. And you will see Adriatic Metals being more of a dominant brand. The company is still Eastern Mining, but it doesn't change anything.
Kompanija je još uvijek Eastern Mining. Adriatic Metals je zapravo brand koji stoji iza nje. Mogli ste i do sada viđati logo i te kompanije na kartama Bosne i Hercegovine. Mi smo također nedavno počeli i projekat na teritoriji Srbije, tako da se sad mora više koristiti. Zbog toga je ta korištenje brenda zapravo više nego kompanije, ali kompanija koja je lokalna kompanija je Eastern Mining.
Pitam iz razloga jer ljudi mnogo toga vide, pitaju, interesira ih, a to je razlog zašto sam uputio ovo pitanje.
The reason I ask is that people see things and then they ask me many questions, so that was the reason I asked you.
You know, you're going to find, we're getting new uniforms for our staff, they're going to have a big blue jacket, they're going to be very noticeable, new safety kit. You're going to be the Eastern Mining blue brand is going to be very noticeable in Vareš. We want people to see our people. We want people in the street to come up and be able to talk to them and ask them, what do you do? Why do you do this? How do you do that? And that blue, you know, brand for the project here in Bosnia will continue to exist. In Serbia, it's yellow, and in the UK, it's green. We've probably got the colours around the wrong way.
Mi trenutno nabavljamo zaštitnu opremu za svoje uposlenike koja će biti one prepoznatljive plave boje Eastern Mininga. Ono što mi želimo jeste da naši uposlenici budu prepoznatljivi po toj boji i po tom logu, da ih stanovnici Vareša mogu zaustaviti, da im mogu prići, pitati ih o svemu što se tu dešava. Znači, to je ta plava boja Eastern Mininga je prisutna u Bosni i Hercegovini, u Srbiji je to žuta boja, a u Ujedinjenom Kraljevstvu zelena. Možda boje nismo baš uskladili, ali uglavnom plava boja Eastern Mininga je, ostaje prisutna ovdje.
Kako je stanje sa zapošljavanjem? Znamo da vam je potrebno radnika da se zapošljavaju. Hoće li se taj trend nastaviti ili će dolaziti do nekih izmjena?
What about employment? We know that you need employees, that people are being employed, but is that trend going to continue?
Very much so. 3 months ago, we hired Jelena Viskovic as our HR manager. She's the HR manager for Bosnia, the UK, and Serbia. So she is, her responsibility is about human development, training, getting the most out of our people. But what she's working on now is job descriptions for 450, 480 employees. They are going to be on our website in the next couple of months. We're going to be asking people to apply for those jobs. And as I mentioned earlier, the preference will be local people. And then we're going to start a training program, and we're going to train everybody up to have the skills that we need. We will be bringing in some international consultants to help us with the training, but we're employing locals.
Da, naravno da će se trend zapošljavanja nastaviti. Prije otprilike 3 mjeseca zaposlili smo gospođu Jelenu Visković, koja je menadžer za ljudske resurse. Njen zadatak jeste zapošljavanje, obuka osoblja. Ona je menadžer za ljudske resurse i za područje Bosne i Hercegovine i Srbije i Ujedinjenog Kraljevstva. Ona trenutno radi na razvoju opisa radnog mjesta, koji na osnovu toga, znači, tražit ćemo nekih 450 do 480 ljudi. Ta radna mjesta će biti oglašena, ljudi će se moći prijavljivati. Kao što sam već ranije rekao, prioritet će imati ljudi sa lokalnog područja, Breze, Vareša, Kaknja. Nakon toga ćemo krenuti sa obukom tog osoblja i moguće je da će tu biti dovedeni strani savjetnici koji će vršiti tu obuku, međutim uposlenici će biti lokalni.
I sada pitanje svih pitanja. Kada možemo očekivati pokretanje rada rudnika?
And now the big question, when can we expect the mine to start work?
Obzirom da je bilo govora da će to biti 2019. pa 2020. sada se spominje 2021. ili 2022. godina.
First, it was mentioned that it could be done in 2019, then 2020. Now we are already mentioning 2021-22.
I'm not sure whoever told you 2019, but the intention is we commence the construction next summer in 2021. That construction will take somewhere between 12 and 14 months to complete before we start production. There's a 3 to 4 month commissioning phase for the plant, just making sure gently getting everything working, and then you commence your full production, which at this stage is looking like it's going to be around 800,000 tons a year of ore. That will produce around 500,000 tons a year 400,000 tons a year of concentrate, which we'll be shipping on the railway line. So we'll get the railway line to Varesh working again, and that will go seaborne to wherever.
Ne znam ko vam je spominjao 2019. Ono o čemu se mi nadamo jeste da bi sama izgradnja mogla krenuti u ljeto sljedeće godine, znači 2021. Ona bi trebala trajati negdje 12 do 14 mjeseci. Nakon toga bi se postrojenje moglo pustiti u probna 3 do 4 mjeseca, znači laganog uvođenja u rad, nakon čega bi krenula eksploatacija 800 tona rude godišnje, od kojih bi 800 hiljada tona rude godišnje, od kojih bi oko 400.000 tona koncentrata. Dalje se onda odvozilo, mi ćemo ponovno uspostaviti željeznički saobraćaj, a onda, znači, željeznicom bi se taj koncentrat prevozio do mora, a onda poslije more gdje god bude potreban.
Jeste li očekivali da ćete na prostoru Rupica pronaći sve ove metale, minerale koje se trenutno nalaze?
Did you expect to find all these minerals that you found in the area of Rupice?
No. We expected to find lead, zinc, barite, because that has what been documented in the past. The copper is very interesting. We also have antimony, which is not a very common metal, but it's quite valuable, and is sold to industrial users. There's obviously a small amount of gold and quite a reasonable amount of silver. What we've also got here is some arsenic, some mercury, and these are bad things that we don't want. A lot of the work that we've been doing is trying to, how do we safely remove those bad metals from the good metals so that we can actually sell the product.
Znali smo naravno za olovo, cink i bakar, zato što je to ono što je bilo dokumentovano i u prošlosti. Međutim, našli smo i određenu količinu bakra, zatim antimona koji nije toliko čest, ali je vrijedan, odnosno traži se u industriji. Naravno, postoji neki mali sadržaj zlata i onako pristojan sadržaj srebra, ali postoje tu i oni nepoželjni, znači oni koje nismo, koje nam nisu poželjni, kao što je na primjer živa, i ono na čemu radimo jeste kako iznaći način da se oni odvoje, znači bez štetnog uticaja.
Kako je vaša suradnja sa lokalnom zajednicom, evo obzirom da se radi dosta u Borovici, kako ljudi gledaju na to, imate li kontakta sa njima?
What is your cooperation with the local community like? Since we are mostly talking about Borovica, what do people there think? Did you have a chance to talk to them?
I have some members of the Borovica community. I wish I did, but I don't speak Bosnian, so it's difficult for me to just go and have a discussion on the street with some of the local people. But I'm very fortunate that the team here often take me to community events, and I get to meet a number of the local people. I think we get very honest feedback, mostly quite positive about what we're doing. Like you, a lot of people are interested, when will you start? When will you start? But we will not start a mining operation until we know that environmentally we can manage every risk that we identify, that the people that we're going to use are properly trained so that when they go to work, they work safe and they go home safe. We do not want any accidents. That is the most important thing for me. So we will start this mine as soon as we possibly can. We're working with the various Bosnian levels of government on all of the approvals, and some things get a little bit frustrating in terms of it takes a little bit longer than we would have liked. But we understand that, you know, in 2020, COVID has had a huge impact on everything, on people's lives, on government priorities. You know, government here has been focused on health and disease prevention, and sometimes mining projects need to take a back seat to that. That's fine. But as we work through that, and as we work through all of the environmental, the health and safety training that we need to do, then we'll be ready to start this mine.
Upoznala sam neke članove lokalne zajednice u Borovici. Ja, nažalost, ne govorim bosanski jezik, tako da nisam baš u situaciji da toliko komuniciram sa lokalnom zajednicom koliko bi to želio, ali me članovi tima često vode na određena društvena dešavanja. Iskreno, mislim da one povratne informacije koje imamo su uglavnom pozitivne. Većina ljudi isto kao i vi pita kad ćemo početi, kad ćemo početi. Počet ćemo onda kada budemo mogli raditi na način da to bude sigurno i za okoliš, i kada naše osoblje bude dovoljno obučeno da svoj posao može obaviti sigurno i sigurno otići kući. Neke situacije možda traju duže nego što bismo mi to željeli i po pitanju dobivanja dozvola i kompletne te procedure. Međutim, mi smo svjesni činjenice da je i pandemija COVID-19 ove godine prouzrokovala zaista velike zastoje u svemu tome. Međutim, naš cilj je znači da nećemo početi dok ne budemo sigurni da taj posao koji ćemo raditi može biti obavljen na najsigurniji način po pitanju okoliša i na najsigurniji način za ljude koji će ga obavljati.
I evo, za kraj ovog našeg današnjeg razgovora, vaša poruka stanovnicima Vreša.
And at the end of our conversation today, do you have any message for the local population in Vreš?
Just to, I think, reiterate that we are very serious about bringing this mine into production. We're very appreciative of the support that we've had here from within the local community. We are very open to your comments and questions, and we look to continue to work within this community with local people, with local suppliers, to try and see a permanent and sustainable benefit provided to Vareš and Kalkin.
Moja poruka znači da ponavljam da smo mi odlučni u tome da želimo otvoriti rudnik u Varešu, da smo jako zahvalni za svu saradnju lokalne zajednice, da se nadamo da će se ona i nastaviti. Otvoreni smo za sva pitanja, brige, zabrinutosti i ponavljam znači da je ono što je nama najvažnije jeste da se te sve aktivnosti vode na taj način tako da budu sigurne za okoliš i za lokalnu zajednicu.
Gospodine Kronin, hvala vam što ste izdvojili vrijeme za naš radio, što ste izdvojili vrijeme za naše slušatelje da na sva pitanja koja smo danas uputili date konkretne odgovore i vjerujem da će takvih pitanja biti u budućnosti, a da ćete vi naći vremena i da ponovno razgovarate sa nama i da date objašnjenje.
Mr. Cronin, thank you for your time, for Radio Bobovac and for citizens of Vareš, and thank you for precise answers to all our questions. I'm quite sure that there will be more questions in future, and I hope that you will be able to find some time to answer to them as well in future.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I'm more than happy to answer any questions you have. Thank
you. Hvala vam. Hvala vam što ste me pozvali. Cijenim to i naravno da ću uvijek naći vremena da odgovorim na sva vaša pitanja.
Hvala lijepo.
Thank you very much.